Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting second. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting third. The right fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fifth. The DH, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting seventh. The catcher, Omar Narvaez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tyler Saladino. Batting ninth. The center fielder, J.B. Shuck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose Quintana. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Paolo Orlando. Batting second. The third baseman, Chesler Cuthbert. Batting third. The right fielder, Lorenzo Cain. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eric Hosmer. Batting fifth. The DH, Kendrys Morales. Batting sixth. The catcher, Salvador Perez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Alex Gordon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alcides Escobar. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Raul Mondesi. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Ian Kennedy. And now, play ball. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson strikes out. One out. Melky Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cabrera hits a fly ball into right field. Cain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hosmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paolo Orlando is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Orlando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chesler Cuthbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cuthbert hits a fly ball into center field. Shuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lorenzo Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a fly ball into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abreu hits a line drive into center field. Orlando settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Mondesi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Narvaez hits a fly ball into center field. Orlando settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Eric Hosmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosmer hits a fly ball into center field. Shuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kendrys Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saladino hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hosmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Shuck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into right field. Kane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Alex Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Escobar hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Raul Mondesi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mondesi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier juggles the ball. That's an error on Frazier. Gordon moves to third. Paulo Orlando is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orlando is 0-for-1 in the game. Orlando strikes out. 2 outs. Chesler Cuthbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuthbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuthbert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Saladino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 0-for-1 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0-for-1 in the game. Abreu hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a fly ball into right field. Kane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. Frazier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mondesi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lorenzo Cain is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cain is 0-for-1 in the game. Cain strikes out. 1 out. Eric Hosmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hosmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Hosmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hosmer for the out. 2 outs. Kendrys Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Narvaez is 0-for-1 in the game. Narvaez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hosmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Narvaez for the out. One out. Tyler Saladino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Saladino is 0 for 1 in the game. Saladino hits a fly ball into center field. Orlando settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shuck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Shuck hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Alex Gordon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. Escobar bunts towards first. Abreu scoops it up and throws to first, with Saladino covering, for the out. Gordon moves to second. One out. Raul Mondesi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mondesi is 0 for 1 in the game. Mondesi strikes out. Two outs. Paulo Orlando is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Orlando is 0 for 2 in the game. Orlando hits a fly ball into center field. Shuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabrera hits a fly ball towards left. Gordon catches it and throws to first to double up Anderson. Two outs. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eaton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Eaton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0 for 2 in the game. Abreu hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Eaton moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chesler Cuthbert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuthbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuthbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lorenzo Cain is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cain is 0 for 2 in the game. Cain hits a line drive towards the mound. Quintana reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Hosmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hosmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Hosmer hits a fly ball into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Frazier is 0 for 2 in the game. Frazier hits a fly ball into right field. Cain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Narvaez is 0 for 2 in the game. Narvaez takes first base on ball 4. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Saladino is 0 for 2 in the game. Saladino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Narvaez moves to second. Brian Flynn now pitching. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Shuck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Shuck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Narvaez trying to get to home. Orlando throws the ball into Perez, who tags Narvaez, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Saladino moves to second. Two outs. Peter Moylan now pitching. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kendrys Morales is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Gordon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alcides Escobar, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Escobar is 0-for-1 in the game. Escobar hits a line drive into center field. Shuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Young now pitching. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cabrera is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Eaton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Eaton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cuthbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Abreu is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Abreu hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cabrera moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Morneau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hosmer fields it and throws to second for the out. Cabrera moves to third. Two outs. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Frazier is 0-for-3 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Raul Mondesi is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mondesi is 0-for-2 in the game. Mondesi bunts towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paulo Orlando is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Orlando is 0-for-3 in the game. Orlando hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Orlando reaches second base with a double. Nate Jones now pitching. Chesler Cuthbert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cuthbert is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuthbert hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Shuck. Cuthbert reaches second base with a double. Orlando scores. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Lorenzo Cain is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cain is 0-for-3 in the game. Cain strikes out. Two outs. Eric Hosmer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hosmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Hosmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kelvin Herrera now pitching. Omar Narvaez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Narvaez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Narvaez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Sanchez pinch runs for Omar Narvaez. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Saladino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Saladino hits a fly ball towards center. Orlando catches it and throws to second to double up Sanchez. 2 outs. J.B. Schuck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Schuck is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Schuck hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Deonor Navarro now catching. Kendrys Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jared Dyson pinch runs for Kendrys Morales. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Dyson. The throw from Navarro and he is out, Saladino applying the tag. 1 out. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alex Gordon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schuck. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Escobar is 0 for 2 in the game. Escobar is walked intentionally. Raul Mondesi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mondesi is 0 for 3 in the game. Mondesi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joakim Soria now pitching. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Cabrera hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Adam Eaton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Eaton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuthbert fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Abreu is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Abreu hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eaton moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Soria fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jacob Turner now pitching. Paolo Orlando is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Orlando is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Orlando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chesler Cuthbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cuthbert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cuthbert hits a line drive into center field. Shuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lorenzo Cain is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cain is 0 for 4 in the game. Cain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Qianming Wang now pitching. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0 for 4 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deonna Navarro is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Navarro bunts towards first. Hosmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Navarro for the out. Frazier moves to second. One out. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saladino is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Saladino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Frazier moves to third. Two outs. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Shuck is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Shuck takes first base on ball 4. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a line drive beyond second. Mondesi can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Frazier scores. Shuck moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cabrera is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cabrera hits a line drive into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. David Robertson now pitching. Eric Hosmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hosmer is 0 for 4 in the game. Hosmer takes first base on ball 4. Jared Dyson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dyson bunts towards first. Abreu scoops it up and throws to first, with Saladino covering, for the out. Hosmer moves to second. One out. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shuck. Perez reaches second base with a double. Hosmer scores. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Billy Burns pinch runs for Salvador Perez. Alex Gordon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gordon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Escobar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Escobar is walked intentionally. Christian Colon pinch hits for Raul Mondesi. Christian Colon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Colon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Drew Butera now catching. Christian Colon now playing second base. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Eaton strikes out. 1 out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abreu is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuthbert fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wang, and towards Escobar, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dan Jennings now pitching. Paolo Orlando batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Orlando is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Orlando hits a pop-up towards third. Frazier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chesler Cuthbert is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cuthbert is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cuthbert hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lorenzo Cain is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cain is 0-for-5 in the game. Cain hits a fly ball into center field. Shuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Hosmer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hosmer is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hosmer hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Anderson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dylan G now pitching. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Frazier is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Frazier hits a fly ball into center field. Orlando settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Navarro is 0-for-0 in the game. Navarro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cuthbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Saladino is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Saladino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jared Dyson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dyson is 0-for-0 in the game. Dyson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera who is chasing the ball. Dyson reaches third base with a triple. Drew Butera is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Butera strikes out. One out. Alex Gordon is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Escobar is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Escobar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Shuck is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shuck hits a fly ball into right field. Cain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cabrera is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cabrera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Matt Albers now pitching. Christian Colon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Colon is 0-for-1 in the game. Colon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paolo Orlando is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Orlando is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. Orlando bunts towards the mound. Albers fields it and throws to first for the out. Colon moves to second. One out. Chesler Cuthbert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cuthbert is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cuthbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lorenzo Cain is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cain is 0 for 6 in the game. Cain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colon scores. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.